This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A jury has convicted the former bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Phoenix, Father Thomas O'Brien. In June, O'Brien was arrested and charged with leaving the scene of a fatal hit-and-run accident. Today, jurors reached a verdict after 6.5 hours of deliberations. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ has been following the story. Mark, what was the key evidence in the case?
Well, the key evidence, Sue, that the bishop was driving down a Phoenix Avenue and hit a pedestrian who was jaywalking and later found to be intoxicated. He struck him with enough force that the passenger side of O'Brien's windshield completely collapsed. The evidence was really fairly cut and dried.
And the arguments presented by the defense team?
He didn't have a whole heck of a lot of defense. He hit someone with his car and left the scene. It was pretty cut and dried. He did indeed leave the scene of a fatal accident, and the jury, as you mentioned, took about 6 hours to decide that. He didn't stop to go back and see what he had hit. And his defense team said that nothing in the law required him to do so, so he faces a sentence of probation all the way up to almost 4 years in prison as a result.
There's some background to this case as well. When the whole incident occurred, the bishop had just concluded a legal agreement that cleared him of obstruction of justice charges in a church sex abuse scandal. Mark, could you lay that out for us, please?
Well, he was covering for priests who were accused of sexually molesting children, and just almost to the day, 2 weeks after he signed a deal to clear himself for prosecution in that case, he had the hit-and-run accident. Instead of reporting those charges of the priests molesting children, he sent those priests to other congregations who had no knowledge of the accusations. He kept his job then with Rome's blessing, but then, again, 2 weeks later, the hit-and-run accident, the dead pedestrian, pictures of a bishop behind bars in a jail jumpsuit on the front page of the paper, and Rome decided that he had to go. And he was awaiting trial, sometimes in poor health as a result of those charges ever since.
What was the immediate reaction to the verdict?
He stared straight ahead. He, as he has through most of this trial, did not show very much reaction whatsoever. He didn't look at the jury. He didn't even look down at the floor, like you'll see some defendants do at times. He didn't look at his lawyer. He just sort of glanced forward, and his face didn't change. The reaction of Jim Reed, who was the pedestrian who died in this accident, he had at least two family members in the courtroom, two sisters who did bow their heads and wept, obviously very emotional for them today.
And you noted the sentence that he might face. Will he begin serving that sentence immediately?
Well, there hasn't even been a sentencing hearing set yet. They're going to have a pre-sentencing evidentiary hearing, is the way that the lawyers described it and the judge said. The sentencing date has not even been set yet, and we won't know. That's just what he could serve, anywhere from probation all the way up to almost 4 years.
Has the diocese issued any kind of statement following this verdict?
They have not yet, but again, this verdict is not even an hour old at this point, so we will hope to hear something from them by the end of the day.
Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix.